The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, 10 past 8 o'clock, we're joined right now by Deb Johnson from St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Lots of things on the calendar for the month of June, including Men's Health Month.
Always. So, you know, during June, Men's Health Month, we try to increase awareness about the need for, you know, especially men to not only seek mental health treatment if they need it, but take care of their physical health. So it's a time, you know, we have actually a lot of good things posted on our Facebook and our website to give tips on that. But for some reason, you know, men aren't typically as likely to seek treatment early. And so we're hoping, you know, by raising awareness that will change that.
Absolutely. Boy, you know, we talk about the stigma of mental health talk. I think among men, there's a bit of a stigma about physical health and not necessarily wanting to talk about it, not wanting to seek help.
I agree. So, you know, both things. So it's important for men to reach out. And, you know, one of our favorite, or one of my favorite billboards that we have is, it says it takes courage, or asking for help is a sign of courage, because it is. And it's not, it's, you know, sometimes I think some people view it as a weakness, but it's absolutely not. So, so we're hoping that, people, men especially, will reach out when they need a little extra support. Even at our run for recovery, you know, we had Braylon Edwards there, former University of Michigan. I think he was a wide receiver, a superstar. He also played in the pros. But, you know, he talked about, too, that he was in a dark place for a period of time in his life. And sometimes we need other people to support us. So reach out. Don't be afraid to do that. You know, don't let stigma hold you back. And so hopefully, you know, men hear that message and follow through when they need it.
Absolutely. Also, in the month of June, it is Pride Month. What does that mean at CMH?
Well, we are actually supporting Pride Month, and there is a big event on June 25th, and we will be participating there and providing additional resources. We also have LGBTQIA support groups in all parts of our county. And for information about any of those groups are for really teens for the most part, like 14 to 20, I guess there are kids or young people as old as 21. I shouldn't say kids because I guess after 18, they're adults. That's about the age group that we have in the support groups right now. And if people are interested in finding more information about that, they can always call us up just at our main line, 810-985-8900, and we can give information on those groups. You can also find all the information on our Facebook and our website. So there's that. And we just kind of hope, just like with everything, everybody needs to be treated equally, fairly. People need to be supported in whatever ways we can provide that support to them. And so we stand together with the Blue Water Pride and support them.
You have a new facility, St. Clair County Community Mental Health does, in Marine City. Tell us about that.
We do. And it's, I actually went through again yesterday to view everything, and it's absolutely beautiful. And it is located at 6221 King Road, Marine City. We're having a little ribbon cutting from the Marine City Chamber of Commerce at 5 o'clock on Monday, June 26th, and an open house that goes from 4:30 till about 6:30. We'll be giving tours of the building. We'll have some great refreshments, including some fun treats from local Marine City vendors, including, I can't remember the name of the popcorn plate, Popcorn Paradise, maybe it's called. The popcorn place, as well as the sweet tooth. So people should come check out our new facility and get some great treats and get, there's a ton of resources that are available. So we're definitely excited about that. We'll build a we're actually planning to do more groups down in that area. And so we're hoping that, you know, this space provides for that. So we're looking at all those new options. And we're also actually considering holding on to our other Marine City location and possibly doing additional groups and things like that. So we're waiting to see if we get another federal grant. And if we do, that will provide more opportunities across our county.
All right, fantastic. And like you said, we can find out more about all this stuff on your Facebook page and on the website for St. Clair County Community Mental Health, correct?
Yes.
All right, very good. Well, Deb, happy summer.
Happy summer to you, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.